This facility is astounding.
Yeah.
How much was spent on this?
It's about $47.5 million. And on the ground floor, there is a what we call a health platform with allied health, dentistry, GPs and the like, all acting within a homeless resource centre. There's a drop-in centre for people, which addresses the digital divide, enabling people to get connected digitally with IT spaces. There's art spaces. There is gender-focused spaces for women and for people of the LGBTIQ community. There is a meals service and so on. And then going up through the building, there is 60 beds of crisis accommodation, another 48 longer-term transitional type of accommodation, and then 26 permanent independent living room units.
Why is this serving so many services that, you know, the old one did without for so long?
Was would any of us or any of us, our loved ones, feel comfortable in this space, and would it represent the dignity in which we would want them to have, or we would want to have if we're in those circumstances? And so what you see here is an absolutely beautiful building that any of us would feel comfortable in. And so therefore it addressed all of the institutionalised views and stereotypes about people who are homeless.
My name's Danny Tilkaridis, and I'm the Inner Melbourne Hub Manager for Vincent Care.
What does that mean?
So that means that I predominantly manage this site here, which is the new Osnam House, the redeveloped site, and that constitutes crisis accommodation and a drop-in service for homeless clients.
So what kind of people present themselves here? Who is here right now? Who's using the services?
You'd see probably predominantly primary homeless people turning up here. So we get a lot of rough sleepers or people who've had a long history of disadvantage and homelessness.
What's your favourite part of the new building?
Oh, there's so many. I'd have to say the HRC, the ground floor. I love that. So we have the dining area and the lounge area. We do have a rec room on the other side, and also our library that we have at the moment and the gym as well. They're fantastic.
Because the cafe itself is beautiful. It looks like a proper, you know, inner-city Melbourne cafe with glass windows and a beautiful counter and chairs and tables. But there's also the inner-city... And by the way, more importantly, phone charge points, which I think are very essential. And then there's the inner-city learning hub, which is... It's a proper computer room, it seems.
So we roughly have about 8 computers in there at the moment. We're looking to expand, and that will be utilised by our client group who presents here, and they want to use it for any purposes. They want to maybe surf the net, use the internet, put some of their personal documents on hold somewhere. And in addition to that, we will also be running some training and education sessions out of that room as well for our clients. So this is a centralised courtyard, and we've deliberately kept the space quite open. And in this space, we do have some raised garden beds, we have a pond as well, and we have some private setting and undercover area as well.
So we're passing through the mess hall right now. And how many people is this designed to feed in one go?
Oh, look, it could probably feed up to about 80. We will have probably 108 of the 134 residents coming downstairs for the meal service. They very rarely will all present at the same time.
Staggered.
So roughly, yeah. So, but roughly, you'd probably get about 80 in here at full capacity.
Right. One of the things I'd once been told was the most valuable thing for someone who's homeless is a gym membership, because they can access showers and such at a private gym. This is a private gym over here now.
It is. So we do have the private gym here. We do also have showering facilities on site. And we are also looking to get a volunteer instructor to come and help with some classes as well.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hi.
So this is Ian and Jody.
Hi, Ian. Cheers. Lovely to meet you. Hi, Jody.
How
Cheers.
Are you?
Great to meet you. Ian, what's up with you? How long have you been here?
I've only just been here 2 weeks.
Okay.
About 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks, yeah. Yeah.
And did you just walk in through the front door, or how did you get referred?
No, I was originally here beginning of the year, and I had to go back home to Queensland for family stuff, and they put me on a priority list so I could come straight back down, and that's what I done.
So you've seen the old building and now the new one.
Yeah.
What's the big difference for you?
Oh, man. Just have a look around.
All right.
Yeah.
Right, what's the best feature so far for you then?
The best feature, having our own bathroom, really.
Yeah.
Instead of, I don't mind sharing, but it's really good just to have your own privacy and stuff like that. It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, thank you very much. Cool. What about yourself? How long have you been here?
I've been here since February. I was in the old building and then transfer across here.
And the new building now, other than the architecture and the computer room, etc., what's the thing that you found?
I like the thing where you can have your own shower and your own room and yeah, the place has got a good environment, got good people around you and people who are willing to help.
My name is Louise and I'm the senior worker of volunteers and participation.
What brought you here?
I actually came here when I was a school student back in the 80s.
Really?
So I used to do a meal service with the nuns at my local Catholic school, and that's how I first got involved in Osnam House.
And what brought you back then?
Yeah, well, I was running a local community festival and I got the clients from Osnam House involved. We had a stage where the clients of the centre could get up and perform. So that's how I reconnected with Osnam House. And then they offered me a job for 3 months and I've been here for 16 years.
Wow. Do you find other people have the same enthusiasm? Is it hard to find people to do volunteer?
Yeah, no. Look, we're very lucky. I think a lot of people want to help. We've got volunteers with great skills who can share them with us. So we've got acupuncturists doing a free acupuncture clinic. We have a hairdresser comes in. We've got volunteers running our coffee service today. We've also got a client volunteer program. So clients of our services who have experienced homelessness could also volunteer with us. So it's a sort of a pathway into mainstream volunteering or employment or further training. So we've been training them up as baristas and we're able to run a coffee service Monday to Friday for our client group.
So if someone wants to volunteer, how do they do that? What's the first step?
So they contact me. I guess we've got to see what vacancies we've got. So we put our vacancies up on our website. Mm-hmm. So at the moment we have been recruiting.
And that would be?
On vincentcare.org.au,
right.
And so all our vacancies will go up there. So at the moment we have been recruiting and our recruiting process is pretty much the same for paid staff, so it's quite thorough with police checks, working with children's checks, reference checks and so on, and then we get people in. We've got to make sure we've got the right person as well, so we have a process there, but then we'll get them in. And we've got if we have vacancies in our meal service or if people can bring their skills, so looking for people to help maybe with basic like computer skills and things like that, literacy, that sort of thing that we want to start up at the new house.
All right, thank you very much.
Great.